Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus right across far north Queensland. Carly, the fires roaring up and down the east coast of Australia are really scary. I was seeing just on the news this morning that 600 schools are closed today.
Yeah, this is a really serious situation unfolding down south. We've got up to 20,000 firefighters all over Queensland and New South Wales bracing for what they're calling a catastrophic fire danger day. One of my friends from down south, Olivia, joins us now to kind of give us an idea of just how severe it is down there. Good morning, Liv.
Hello.
So can you tell us whereabouts are you and are you safe, most importantly?
Yes, I'm safe. I'm in King Creek, which is about 20 minutes out of port. I'm kind of halfway between a few of the fires, I suppose.
So, Liv, the other day I saw you posted you were driving along a road and there was fire either side of you. I could imagine that would be pretty chaotic and scary.
Yes, it was crazy. Friday was just something that I've never seen before.
Now, I've never been this close to bushfires. What's going on in your mind? Because, I mean, you're safe where you are, but you're packed, you're ready to go, knowing full well that your home could potentially be in danger of going up in flames. What's happening in your mind at the moment?
Yeah, it's scary. And where I am, I'm completely covered in bush. We have a few animals as well that we'll have to move if we need to go. So that's a little bit scary.
And Liv, what's everyone kind of feeling like down there? I've heard stories of people helping out their neighbours. Is there kind of a real sense of we're all in this together?
Yeah, definitely. Everybody's like really stepping up and helping out where they can and taking people in where they need to. Like the local showground's just full of people and horses and different animals. And
now the advice today is do not go to work if you do not need to. Are you taking that advice?
I'm still undecided.
Well, how close are you to these bushfires? Like, can you stay home? Should you stay home? Should you evacuate? Like, if you step out of your door, can you see the smoke? Can you see the haze in the air?
Smoke everywhere. It's really smoky where I am. At the moment, we're safe where we are. It will need to either cross the highway to get to us or it'll need to come from out west. The only catch is if it does come here, we're in a lot of trouble. Over the weekend, both of the roads were closed to get in, so it's hard to sort of get in there.
Is there anywhere you can go today? Like, why don't you just evacuate now?
Because we have alpacas and goats, so we don't want to leave the animals until the last minute. If the longer we stay here, the more we can protect the house.
Jeez, Liv, you're freaking me out.
When you're that close to it, what are they telling you to do?
We do have a lot of bush and we've actually got water trucks. We own water trucks, so we've just been wetting everything down and been on like the dozers trying to move everything to just get like as much hazard away from the house. If we had to leave, we'll just put like wet towels down at the doors and try to seal them a little bit.
What are you going to do with the animals, Liv?
We've got a truck that we'll just put them in and try to move them if we've got enough time. Worst case scenario, you just have to open the gates and hope they get out.
Oh my God.
How hot is it there? Can you feel the heat of the fire?
When I saw those fires the other day, that was ridiculously hot. It's just the smoke, like, and it's the smoke hazard. So they keep closing all the roads because of that.
Because that would be really scary if you do need to evacuate and you can't see in front of you.
Yeah, and I think that's where a lot of people get into a lot of trouble.
I reckon you should go to the showground, Liv, like, because that's where all, like, you're safe there. Because I'm just thinking, like, you've got so much bush and only one road.
But we will, like, if it crosses the highway or it starts to get close, then we will leave. Like, we're ready. If you had to leave, you'd grab the dogs and go.
We want you to be safe and your animals, and we're just thinking of you because that's such a serious and scary situation that you're facing for today, and I'm going to be thinking about you all day. Thanks for joining us, Liv.
Thank you.